We are pleased to welcome back to the Illegal Curve Hockey Show. He's the Calgary Flames general manager, Brad Treliving. Brad, good afternoon, and thanks very much for joining us.
How are you doing today, guys?
Doing very well. How about yourself, Brad?
Well, we've done better, but we're doing okay.
Yeah, exactly. A little bit of some struggles on the ice, and we'll get to that as we go through the interview. Wanted to start, obviously, with the decision to give the contract extension to Bob Hartley earlier this week. He gets a two-year contract extension. When you got hired as general manager, did you have any previous relationship with Bob Hartley, or did you just come to know him through the respective jobs that you both now hold?
Yeah, no, I didn't, which is a little bit unusual in this business that you don't have a little bit of a relationship or know somebody. It's somewhat of a smaller network, but I didn't. I hadn't met Bob. I hadn't spent any time, and we didn't have a relationship. So really over the course of, you know, from my time arriving here, you know, through the summer training camp and through the first 2-3 months of the season here, that's been my introduction to Bob, and obviously with the news this week of our extension and contract extension with Bob, obviously shows that I think he's done a very good job here. You know, we're in a little bit of a downturn here right now that we're working our way out of, but I think, you know, not only the work that Bob did last year, but also this year, and just getting to know him and the work ethic and the time he puts in and the detail that he has to his job, I think it was very much deserving.
Brad, over the last 2 years, as you've gotten to know Bob Hartley more, what's impressed you most about him as a coach?
Well, I think, you know, ultimately, you're looking at where you are as an organization. I think, you know, as I look at this year and as we've already done in terms of introducing a lot of young players to our lineup, I think Bob's got a great ability to teach. I think he's got a great ability to put structure and organization within a team. And then there's the ability to push, but also that balance of, you know, pushing and building confidence. You know, a positive undertone while you're pushing these players. So I think he's very well organized. You know, a lot of times when you look at, you know, in terms of, you know, looking at coaches and detailing their work, a lot of the proof is in the way the team plays. And I look at, you know, some of the steps that our younger players have taken, even going back to watching a lot of this team a lot last year to going into this year, the way our team plays, I think, you know, two critical fingerprints for me from coaches on teams is how your team works and the consistency of that work ethic, and then ultimately the organization, the structure of your team and how they play. And I think Bob, you know, those are two things that stand out for me with the work that Bob's done with this team.
Hey, Brad, when did you approach Bob Hartley about the extension?
Well, we got it done here just the other day, and it was, you know, quite frankly, it was a short, you know, once we all, you know, the other part of this, as I said to guys, you know, as much as it was me trying to get a sense of Bob, I think that works both ways. Bob had to get a little sense. He didn't know me coming in. Mm-hmm. So I think there was a feeling out process on both sides. But, you know, probably a week or so ago, you know, I sat down with him and said, listen, this is what we want to do. We want to get this done. And, you know, it was shortly thereafter we were able to finalize everything.
Yeah, Brad, from an outsider's perspective, from negotiations with a coach, obviously different than a player, does Bob Hartley have an agent? And if he does or doesn't, how do the negotiations with the coach differ from that of a player?
Well, he did have, you know, really a lot of it was done with Bob and I, between Bob and I. You know, as he did have somebody help him out just here at the end when we were tidying up some things. But it's... You know, I think all negotiations to a certain extent are a little bit similar. You know, you're trying to put yourself and for myself, put, you know, whether it be a player or coach, you're trying to determine a marketplace. Mm-hmm. And just, you know, see where different people are at, sort of get an agreement where you think you fit within the marketplace, and then, you know, get things finalized. So again, this one, I would say it was shorter than most player negotiations. I think coming in, we both had a pretty good idea of what the marketplace was, and I think a lot of it too was, you know, when you go through it in season, neither one of us wanted this to be an elongated process. We wanted to get to the, you know, we both, like I said, when you're starting at a very similar plane, I think there was, you know, a lot of similarities from both sides in terms of where we thought this thing should be and ended up being. So, again, it was quick and relatively painless.
You're listening to the Illegal Curve Hockey Show on TSN 1290. Our guest is Brad Treliving. Brad is the Calgary Flames general manager. It's been about 7 months now, Brad, since you were hired in Calgary as their GM. What's the biggest difference between the organization structure in Calgary and the organization structure in Arizona, where you came from previously?
Well, I think there's, you know, obviously there's a lot of similarities around the league, but you know, the different, obviously we're in a Canadian market here, and all the things that go along with that. Probably most significantly is just probably the size of their staff. Obviously those, over the years that I was in Phoenix, I think it was very well documented in terms of, you know, the ownership saga that had happened there in the past. And we were, you know, for all intents and purposes, running on a fairly lean budget. And, you know, not that I think we're doing anything outside of not necessarily the norm, but there's more people, you know, ultimately in terms of our scouting department, player development. You know, one of the things that we really wanted to emphasize coming in here is, you know, the draft and development philosophy, and you know, we've been provided every resource possible from ownership here to make sure that we've got, you know, the right people in the right boxes here to produce and deliver on that mandate. So again, a lot of the same. At the end of the day, there's a lot of similarities from each organization, but I would say when you just, probably the biggest difference is just size of staff on the hockey side.
Brad, what's it been like for you personally, the transition to go from, I guess, less of a hockey market, even though it's a great hockey market in Phoenix, to go from there to the hockey mad community in Calgary? What's it like been for you personally to that transition?
Well, as you guys know, I think obviously, and I love my time in Phoenix. I think it's, you're right, it's, that fan base has been through a lot, and they've stayed with their team, and there's a real strong base of fans in Phoenix that have supported that team for many, many years. Obviously, coming to Canada, the place the game holds in each of the Canadian markets, the coverage, you know, the media, talking to fine folks like you more often than I did previously. So those are probably the biggest differences. At the end of the day, you know, it's the same game. You're trying to build an organization. You're trying to, you know, obviously the end goal here is to win. And you're going through that process. I think there is a real distinct process to get to that point of winning. So, you know, again, a lot of, you know, the bricks and mortars of getting that is similar regardless of where you are. But obviously there's more, in a lot of cases, more outside eyeballs on you. In a Canadian market, there's you know, more media commitment, you know, than in a non-traditional market, if you will. So, and to me, those are all great things. I mean, those are, I think, anybody in this game, I think, just having been here for a short period of time, I think it's something that anybody in this game would want and should want to do, is work in a Canadian market with. Like, to me, the juice that surrounds the game, it's the game is important, the team is important, and you know, you've got a lot of people covering it, dissecting it, and the pressure that goes along with that. But to me, that's exactly why you want to be involved in a market like this. So it's been enjoyable, and more than I ever imagined.
Our guest on the Illegal Curve Hockey Show is Brad Treliving. Brad is the general manager of the Calgary Flames.
Brad, you know, obviously you guys are struggling a bit right now, but when you look at the roster, you have, you know, moving forward, guys like Sean Monahan, Johnny Gaudreau, and TJ Brody. How important is it, though, to have the veteran players surrounding them for times like this right now where times are tough, you have to face the media, and it seems like nothing can go right?
Yeah, I think it's a really good point. I mean, obviously, I think having veteran players at any, you know, you sort of separate, having a veteran presence, if you will, you see it on the ice in terms of, you know, when you're going through choppy waters, those are guys that should be able to provide you stability, settle things down, you know, give you some stability in terms of getting back on your feet here and just getting us back to the point where, you know, they've had experience. You know, that veteran, you know, why you're a veteran is you've probably been through this on more than one occasion. So, you know, both in play and attitude and mindset, they can, you know, they can steer the ship. And so, you know, absolutely, when you're going through times like this, you need your veteran players to step forward. And I mean, both in terms of performance, but also both in terms of calming, you know, calming the room. In a lot of instances, and we're going through it right now, in a lot of these games that we've played, mm-hmm. you know, the frustrating part is we've played some good hockey. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a stretch here that we're, you know, we've played in a lot of cases as well, and in some cases better than we have well during the stretch than we were winning games. But, you know, we're finding ways to have critical plays go against us at critical times, and so it's those veteran guys that have the experience, that have been through the league, to be a calming influence, but also be the people to step up. And, you know, during times like this, you need, whether it be a goaltender performance, whether it's veteran guys to settle things down, to limit chances against, to create, score a big goal at a critical time. So, you know, we've got a really, as you said, we've got some young kids that are going through the league for the first time and going through some adversity here for the first time, but we've got a really good group of veteran players, you know, not only players, but people. And, you know, we're going to lean on them. We need to lean on them at this time, and they've got to be the guys that sort of pull us through this.
Brad, as a GM, obviously, you're always trying to make your team better, and you look at the deadline being about, trade deadline being about 2 months away or so. From your position now as the main guy making those moves, do you think there's a lack of movement? The lack of movement is more attributable to the cap and the lack of space available for teams until later in the season, or is maybe more attributable to the fact that there's so much parity and that teams 8 through 23 basically think they have the same chance of making the playoffs?
Well, both. Quite frankly, it's a difficult, you know, for all intents and purposes, yes, there's the ability to make trades, and we do see them. Obviously not at the rate that maybe we did years ago. And I think, you know, those two topics you touched on are a big reason why. It's hard to find matches. You know, you may be going out and looking for a specific type of player to fit in a certain role. And then once you identify that player, you know, you've got to have, first of all, you've got to have a dance partner, and then, you know, money plays a big role in it. You know, whether, you know, you see it now where teams that maybe are cap teams, the teams that have cash, and there's a difference between cap and cash. You know, you may have teams that have cash, but, you know, they're up against the cap and don't have any room.
Right.
The team that has room doesn't necessarily, aren't in a position to take on cash. So finding that partner from a financial standpoint, but then also from a personnel standpoint that has the right piece you're looking for, and vice versa. And then the parity piece, I think, is absolutely, you know, you look at the league right now, and it's, you know, it's still, there's still a lot of hockey to play, but you know, if you go back historically the last few years, you get to the deadline, it's not like you've got 10 teams that are out of it. You've mm-hmm. you know, you've got the majority of the league is either, you know, hovering right or a point or two around the playoff line, and it's a difficult process to go into your room or go into your market and say, okay, we're a point out or a point in, now we're going to get the team. So, it's, I think those two areas are, there's other factors, but I think those two areas are really the main points of trying to find matches that fit from a cap and from a financial standpoint. And then you're right, you know, if you've got so many buyers, if there's a depleted sellers list and you've got a lot of buyers, sometimes it's hard to make and find matches.
Brad Treliving is the general manager of the Calgary Flames. Brad, we really appreciate your time this afternoon, and best of luck in tonight's game in Vancouver.
Appreciate it, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks very much, Brad. Happy holidays.